Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Shavuot, Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph, at the top of the Amud, about to take a look at the fifth Mishnah and the sixth Mishnah of the fourth Perek Shavuot HaEdut, continuing with under what conditions is Shavuot HaEdut valid. Mashpiyani Aleichem. So if the claimant says to the Edim, I'm being mashpia you im lo tavo v'taydun ishiyesh li v'yad ploni pikadon utsumet yad v'gazel v'aveda. So he lists the four categories that are included in shvuat pikadon, and they say shvuah she'ina anu yodin l'cha edut, and they just say we don't know any edut for you, and they're lying. Ein chayavin alachat, even if they know edut about all four of those kind of things, they're only chayav once. But shvuah she'ina anu yodin shiyesh l'cha v'yad ploni pikadon utsumet yad v'gazel v'aveda, but if they identify them and specify them, then chayivin al kol achad v'chat. Even though they only said shvua once, it's an independent shvua for each on the chayiv for korbanot olev yoreh. Now, mashbi ani alechem lo tavo v'ta'idu shiyesh libiad ploni pikadon chitin usorin v'kusmin. Now it's all one category of pikadon, but it's three kinds of things: wheat, barley, and spelt. Shvua she'en adin l'chayidut. If they say we don't know anything, and chayivin al achat only chayiv once. Shvua she'en adin l'chayidut shiyesh libiad ploni chitin usorin v'kusmin. But if they spell them out, chayvin al kol achat v'achat. Now, mashpi ani alechem im lo tavo v'taiduni sheish li biad ploni nezek v'chatzi nezek. Now he says ploni owes me for damages chatzi nezek, which we assume is a short time, which may be a knas tashlume kefel, which include the fellow was a ganav and he stole from me, or he was towing town at ganav and he owes me kefel tashlume arba chamish, or he stole my animal and killed it. Vishanas ish ploni at biti upita at biti, or he did ones or pitui on my daughter, vishikani bini, or that my son hit me and owes me nizakin. My son's obviously a gadol at this point. Vishachaval bichaveri, or a friend of mine wounded me, vishidlik at gedishi biyom kippurim, or he lit my field and burned it down on Yom Kippur, which means he also violated Yom Kippur with that act. Hare elu chayavin. That whole list that we saw in Mishnah Vav, you're chayavin. Now, that there's no discussion really about Mishnah Hey. The discussion is only about Vav. Ibayalu, the question was asked, Mashbia Ede Knas Mahu. What if somebody claims that another fellow owes him a Knas? He says he has witnesses to that effect, and he's Mashbia them. It turns out they're lying or they're chayiv. Ali, but Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Loti Ba'ilach, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Not our Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, but his opinion in Meruba, which is that if you're Mode B'Knas, and there's an important introduction, the ruling modeh b'knas patur, which means if you admit that you owe a knas, your patur, could be read two ways. One of them is that it's a poter, which means if you come forward and you admit you did something that's mechayiv you a knas, nothing in the world can be mechayiv you afterwards, even a din. On the other hand, modeh b'knas patur could just be as opposed to hodat b'al din, which means if you admit that you owe a knas, that's not enough to be mechayiv you, a din have to come. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon reads it the latter way. So he says, damar yavo edim v'yaidu. Meaning, once you're motive across, let Edim still come and testify, and you're still chayav. So according to him, for sure, Edim are chayav, because even though this guy may come and admit that he did it, the Edim could still be motzi mamon, and therefore you're chayav. Ki tiboy lach, our only question is, aliba de Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, de Amri, modebi knas, v'chakach bau Edim patur. That if you admit to a knas, even if Edim come afterwards, and testify to it, you're patur, because you already admitted it. So now, according to them, the question is, if you must be a knas, in a case where the guy didn't yet admit it, are they chayav for lying? For Rabbanan de Hatam Kaman Sfirlu, by the way, the Rabbanan there, meaning in Merubeh, who say, Modeh b'knas is patur, even if Edim come afterwards, who do they hold like here in the context of Gorim l'mamon? Ile mekorabalaz Rabbi Shimon dahacha, if they held like korabalaz Rabbi Shimon, which is davar ha-gorim l'mamon, hakamar davar gorim l'mamon kemamon dami. And that means they would say that even though if the guy admits it, the Edim can't be mechayiv him. In the meantime, the guy didn't admit it, so the Edim should come. Maybe he won't admit it, and they'll be mechayiv him. Elalo k'rabbanan dahacha. It must be that the Rabbanan there agree with the Rabbanan here. Tamri darag rom l'mamon lav k'mamon dami. And then we're asking the question, meaning, if you throw either position of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon into the mix, either that motive b'knas does not exempt you, or the davar gorim l'mamon k'mamon dami, the question doesn't start. Edim certainly are chayiv. The only question is, if you put both rabbanan positions together, then you can ask the question. Kevan de'ilu modeh b'iftar lav mamon kafar leh, since if the fellow would be modeh, therefore, the Edim are not costing him money by denying it. Odilma hashtam yalom odim. In the meantime, he hasn't admitted it, so in the meantime, they can be mechayiv him. So what's the answer? Toshma. Mashpiyani alechem lo tavota iduni shishtibi adiploni nezek v'chatzi nezek. So our Mishnah lists chatzi nezek. V'chatzi nezek knasahu. It's a machloket or papan rav zvid. If chatzi nezek, that you pay for a tam, we have this in Bidin Bava Kama, is knas, really you shouldn't have to pay anything because the animal didn't have a violent history, but it's a knas, or really it's mamon and you should really pay the whole thing, but the Torah gave you a break. So the answer is that our question is being asked according to the opinion that chatzi nezek is mamon. So remember, but according to the opinion that chatzi nezek is knas, then our point is still well taken. In the Mishnah, you can sue witnesses to come to testify about chatzi nezek. The answer is this is that weird, unique chatzi nezek in the second parak of Bava Kama. The chatzi nezek tsrorot, when an animal's walking and it inadvertently kicks a stone that does and does nezek, de'ilchata gemiri lad mamona. We have a halacha l'moshvi sinai that's chatzi nezek, but it's mamon not knas, and you take min haliyah not migufo. It's a weird chatzi nezek, and it's mamon. Okay, so the chatzi nezek in our Mishnah may not be knas. Toshma tashlumi kefel. So we had kefel, and kefel certainly is knas. The answer is mishum karna. You're coming, having them come and testify that the guy stole the thing. So maybe the kefal part, they aren't liable for, but they're liable for the karen, for the regular theft. Tashlumi arba chamisha, what do you do? Mishum karna, same thing. Okay, sha'anas ish ploni upitat biti, but onas and pitui, that's 15 shekel, that's a knas. The answer is mishum boshin of kam. We gotta remember from the third parak of Ketubot that besides the 50 shekel, you also have to pay for the boshet, and for the nezek, and gum, for the nezek. There's other payments there, and that's mamon. That's based on who the girl is, and who the family is, and who the guy is, etc. So, my kamashwan, kula mamonahu. So then it's all mamon. Then what, in that case, what's this Mishnah teaching us? That if you sue them to come for mamon, that they're chayiv, of course. The answer is only the last line. Because Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana had a position where he said that even though we all agree that if you do an act for which you're chayav mita and mamon, you don't get mamon, kam lebed rabimine, Chulim Akana said, even if the chayav karet and mamon, you don't pay the mamon, because the karet is equal to mita. And therefore, Chulim Akana, ya osei yom kippurim kishabat letashlumin, ma shabbat, meit ve'eno mishalem, after yom kippurim, meit ve'eno mishalem. And therefore, since our Mishnah says that if this fellow burned down my field on yom kippur, come and testify yichayev, that proves that we don't hold like a brachun yom akana, and in spite of the fact that he violated yom kippur, he'd still have to pay money. Toshma, let's see this. Mashpia ani alechem im lo tavo v'ta'iduni shepehotzi ish ploni shemra al biti. So this is a braita in which we include in our list that if a fellow comes and says, this man was motzi shemra, this fellow married my daughter and then claimed she wasn't a betula, and he's chayev mea shekel chayavin, and that's pure knas. There's nothing else there but the knas. Right? Hodam piatzmo patur. And then we said, if I come and tell the Edim they have to come, and they refuse to come, it turns out they're lying, that they really do know Edut, they're chayiv. But if the fellow would admit it on his own, he's patur. So the answer is, Hamani, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he. The answer is, it's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that, Moda b'knas v'charkach ba'o Edim, patur, chayav, v'avo Edim v'yaidu. But Ema Seifo, Dami Atzvo patur, but the end of the Braita says that if he admits it on his own, he's patur. Atan the Rabbanan. And that's Rabbanan's position, which is, the minute you admit it, you're done. The answer is, Kula Rabbi Elazar v'Shimon. It's all Rabbi Elazar v'Shimon. Hachikamar, this is what he meant by the end. Lo mishkacha v'ahodami piyatzmo de patur, hechen leke edim klal v'ahodami atzmo. What he meant was, that if there are edim, and you come and say to them, come and testify that the fellow owes me for hotzat shem ra, they're chayavin. But ahodami piyatzmo, meaning if there is no, there are no witnesses at all, and the only source of information that he really, to corroborate the fact that he was Motzi Shemra, is the fellow himself, then he's Patur. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Zion, and we will take it and see more of the contours of Shvuat HaEdut, specifically the issue of how we know that Shvuat HaEdut only involves Tviat Mamon, meaning that an Edut, which does not involve direct collection of money, we saw perhaps indirect, of our government Mamon, does not fall under the rubric of Shvuat Ha'edut. In the meantime, I want to wish everybody a wonderful day. We'll see you next time to study Mishnah.